Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, the yoga of the Supreme Person, text number 2, or is it 3 to 4? 2. Adas Chodvam Prasritas Tasya Sakya. Guna pravida vishaya pravala. Adastramulana shishantatani. Karmanu bandini manushaloke. Adastrodvam prasritas tasya shaka. Guna parida vishaya pravala. Adasamulan yanu santatani. Karmanu bandini manusha loke. Little louder. Adas chavu lanavartas sakya. Guna pravida vishaya pravala. Adas chamulana shishantadhani. Karmanu bandini manusha loke. Adastra vandasakya bhakya. Guna pravida vishaya pravala. Adastra mulana shishantatani. Karmanu bandini manusha loke. Ladies. What's that? Adasya varvam prasitas tasya saka. Guna pravida vishaya pravala. Adasya mulani shishantatani. Kamanu bandini manusha loke. Adaha, downward, cha, and, ordvam, upward, prasrita, extended, tasya, its, shaka, branches, guna, by the modes of material nature, pravrita, develop, Vishaya, sense objects. Pravala, twigs. Adaha, downward. Cha, and. Mulani, roots. Anusantatani, extended. Karma, to work. Anabandini, bound. Manusha loke, in the world of human society. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourished by the three modes of material nature. The twigs are the objects of the senses. This tree also has roots going down, and these are bound to the fruit of actions of human society. Please repeat. The branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourished by the three modes of material nature. The twigs are the objects of the senses. This tree also has roots going down, and these are bound to the fruit of actions of human society. Purport. The description of the banyan tree is further explained here. Its branches spread in all directions. In the lower parts, there are variegated manifestations of living entities, human beings, animals, horses, cows, dogs, cats, etc. These are situated on the lower parts of the branches, whereas the upper parts are the higher forms of the living entities, the demigods, the Gandharvas, and many other higher species of life. As a tree is nourished by water, so this tree is nourished by the three modes of material nature. Sometimes we find that a tract of land is barren for want of sufficient water, and sometimes the tract is very green. Similarly, where particular modes of material nature are proportionally greater in quantity, the different species of life are manifested accordingly. The twigs of the tree are considered to be the sense objects. By the development of the different modes of nature, we develop different senses, and by the senses we enjoy different varieties of sense objects. The tips of the branches of the senses, the ears, nose, eyes, etc., which were attached to the enjoyment of the different sense objects. The twigs are sound, form, touch, and so on, the sense objects. The subsidiary roots are attachments and aversions, which are products of different varieties of suffering and enjoyment. The tendency towards piety and impiety are considered to develop from these secondary roots, which spread in all directions. The real root is from Brahmaloka, and the other roots are in the human planetary systems. After one enjoys the results of virtuous activities in the upper planetary systems, he comes down to this earth and renews his karma, or fruit of activities for promotion. This planet of human beings is considered the field of activities. So the verse again, Adas-mula-adas-chodvan-prashritas-tasya-sakya-guna-parida-vishaya-pravala-adas-chamulana-anusantatani-karmanu-bandini-manushaloke. The branches of this tree extend downward and upward, nourished by the three modes of material nature. The twigs are the objects of the senses. This tree also has roots going down, and these are bound to the fruit of actions of human society. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shnivadi Paska Dhyade Siddharane. When Srila Prabhupada was describing about the astronomy of the universe, he was meditating and he came up with the conclusion that the universe is like a banyan tree. And he drew a description of how the different planetary systems are situated like on the roots, on the branches of the banyan tree. And I imagine he got that from the Bhagavad Gita. That the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. And the spiritual world, I guess, is shaped like a lotus flower, actually. In the world, that lotus flower is Goloka Vrindavan. But here, the material universes, or at least this material universe, is shaped like a banyan tree. And there is different descriptions here of planetary systems and species of life and objects of the senses. This is undoubtedly figurative. It's not that. The objects of the senses, of course, are not on the tips of the branches because they surround us. The whole thing is the objects of the senses. But this is here to show us that the actual reality is in the spiritual world, and this is just a reflection. it's a make-believe. Not that the energies don't exist, because they're Krishna's energies, but they're not real in the sense they're not permanent. Because there is a permanent existence, and therefore that permanent existence is real. And everything else is make-believe. For instance, if we go to a costume party and dress up in different costumes, Julius Caesar, Cleopatra, Dracula, Frankenstein, most people at the party don't think it's our real identity, unless someone gets carried away. We know it's just some temporary outfit that we have, and we don't take it very seriously, that this person is Cleopatra. We don't really think that this person is Cleopatra, or we don't think that they're Alexander the Great. We know it's just a temporary costume they put on. To think ourselves with this body is on the same level as thinking ourselves to be Cleopatra or Alexander the Great or Frankenstein. It has no real meaning because it's not our real identity. No one's external body is their actual identity. The identity is that of the soul. But in order to make it livable in the material world, Krishna has expanded through the three modes different varieties of sense objects, of senses, of living entities. But they're all made out of the same elements. When we say earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, we refer to the quality of the energy. For instance, when energy is relatively solid, then we call it earth. And it has the five properties of smell and taste and sound and touch and light and space. Then we say it's earth, because it has all the five elements manifested within it. And when one of the elements is missing, when it's no longer relatively stable, then we call it water. So there's less of earth and water, so it becomes water. Less stability. More water has a tendency to unite things together. Cohesion. And when we take away one of the elements, one of the factors or qualities from water, namely form, then we get fire. That fire is substance without form. And we take away the form from the substance from fire, then we get air. And then when we take away the activity from air, we get ether. When we take that away, we don't have anything. So these things are manifested in order to give us the experience of material existence. Otherwise, we would have nothing to do. It's like a playground for us. And here we can actually believe we're being born, we can believe we die, we can believe that we're doing so many things, but it's all just like a fairy tale. It has no real existence. We're just changing from one temporary material existence to the next, believing it has some reality to it, and giving us a chance to have so many varieties, but it appears to be varieties, but it's always the same thing. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. There's nothing more that's really going on here. Either we're eating or we're looking forward to eat. Either we're sleeping or we appear to be awake. And we're always dreaming that we're Romeo or Juliet or something like that. Imagining I'm Tarzan usually. Or if I'm not Tarzan, I'm one of Tarzan's chief monkeys. In this way, we just go on in life in 8,400,000 species trying to enjoy material existence and always struggling to get a little enjoyment for a lot of work. And due to ignorance, we believe it's all real because we don't know what real life is like. And it's been so long since we've been here, we're not even interested in reality. Most people not even have any concern about reality. They're just interested in the temporary flickering experience of material existence. So Krishna has arranged everything so nicely that people have actually become infatuated with something that has very little value to it. And when they're offered something which is real, they have no time for it. They're too much absorbed in the temporary material existence. Even you offer people something eternal that ain't interested, they don't have any time for it. They don't have time for eternity. You offer them something full of bliss or knowledge, you give them some knowledge, but more or less that would spoil their whole life. Because actually their life is meant to cultivate illusion. They've invested all their energy in illusion. And if you offer them knowledge, then they'll spoil their life. They'd rather waste eternity than to admit that they've ever done anything wrong. Because as far as they're concerned, knowledge means how do they can become closer to their Godhead, becoming God. And if you tell them they can't become God, then you spoil their whole existence. Then they're going to tell you, you mean I wasted my entire existence? Not possible. How could God waste their entire existence? So they're so much attached to this idea, I must become the Supreme. That when they hear about the fact that they can never become supreme, it's very depressing for them. And you can tell them anything except for that. If you tell any person on the street how wonderful they are, they think that now you're talking. Now you've actually understood how wonderful your existence is. Yes, it's fantastic. Everything about you is wonderful. You may not have taken a bath in the last 3 years, but you're still wonderful. Because you're wonderful. And if you tell them you're a fool and rascal, you're an illusion, wasting your whole existence, you could be in the spiritual world enjoying unlimited happiness, but you're such a rascal that you refuse to actually do something beneficial for you or anyone else, then people think you're crazy. You're their enemy. You're trying to destroy their false ego. The one thing they've been working hard to cultivate since time immemorial, you're trying to destroy it. All their hard work was for nothing. And if you tell them that you can become happy, they say, I'm already happy. Just realizing how wonderful I am makes me happy. And you're trying to tell me I'm not wonderful. That's what makes me unhappy. I can be being, someone can cut me in half, but because they're cutting me in half, and I'm the center of attention, therefore it's wonderful, whatever happens. As long as I'm the center of attention, everything's wonderful. Therefore, for those who are in the, what is that? Something about in the society of fools, it's wise, it's folly to be wise. What is that in English? It's something like, in the society of fools, it's folly to be wise. In the kingdom of the fools, in the kingdom of fools, it's folly to be wise. Therefore, we tell people, for instance, your body's changing, but you yourself are not changing. They can't understand at all what you're talking about. Of course I'm changing. Look at my picture. This is when I was 5 years old. This is when I was 10. This is me now. Of course I'm changing. But you're the same person. No, I'm not. I'm completely different. Can't you see? But you were called Peter when you were 5, and you're still Peter. Yes, but Peter has changed. He's grown. It's the same Peter, he's just different. And if he can't understand, if you can understand that, then it's easy to understand one hand, the sound of one hand clapping. If you can understand how something can be exactly the same and change at the same time, you're in a realm of mystic philosophy. But it's quite easy. How can we be the same conscious being and what we're conscious of is completely different and think that we're this, what we're conscious of? If it's different, then how can we be the same? What's same is that the soul is the same, but what the soul is aware of is different. But due to illusion, we're thinking ourselves to be this body. And because we don't know who we are, therefore we're not interested in finding out who we are. Because we have no idea what the value of finding out who we are is. We think the only experience has to be material experience. That without this body, we can't experience anything. But actually the body is just a covering over the senses of the soul. And the soul is being restricted in his perception due to having a material senses and mind and intelligence and ego. Everything is limited. On the higher planetary systems, there's less restriction, that's all. The senses are not covering the senses of the soul so much, so the soul can actually perceive more, and therefore he becomes happier in the higher planetary systems because his senses are not so restricted. And here we're not so happy because we can't experience our original spiritual senses. People are thinking that there is something they have to add in their lives and that will make them happy. Actually, there's something we have to take away, namely illusion, and then we'll naturally be happy. Here we have to make so many arrangements for happiness, and in our original state, there's nothing but happiness. And practically speaking, all the arrangements that people make generally cover their consciousness more and make them more unhappy because they can experience less the original happiness that they have. If we want to help people, we should tell them that they're not their body, that they're actually a spiritual soul. And if they uncover their spiritual senses, then they'll be happy all the time. And what to speak of becoming conscious of the supreme happy person, Krishna. If we can experience Krishna's happiness with our spiritual senses, then there can be no question of unhappiness. And if we don't experience Krishna's happiness, then we won't experience our own identity, and there can be no question of happiness. Trying to experience a dead material body or experience through a dead material body, dead material objects cannot create any kind of happiness. Krishna is giving us some idea here how the material world is a place of illusion, and he'll explain that there's a place of reality. And if we surrender to him, then we'll realize that place of reality. And that's called devotional service. And that's all the Vedas are, he'll tell us at the end. Iti guyatama shastram, etat guyam ahamparam, etam buyahamparam. Iti guyatama shastram, idam yuktva mayanaga, etat budva budhimasyat, krita kritasya bharata. This is the most confidential part of all the Vedic wisdom. Whoever knows it will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. Yomam evam samudo, janati purushottama, sasaravit vajante mam sarabhavena bharata. Yomam evam samudo. Anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages in full devotional service of Sona Kunti. So just to know Krishna as the Supreme Person, then we know everything. There's no need to, and after we don't know that, we don't know anything of any value. We may get a full education in materialistic university and know something about how the material nature works, but it's just another understanding of how earth, water, fire, air, and ether, they move around in this universe. What if you have this bag of ether or earth or water? You have another bag, what's the difference? It's the same elements, just manifested in different varieties. The important thing is to find out who we are and who the Supreme Person is, and then our consciousness can be focused on something which is actually blissful, loving and blissful, rather than dead material energy, which is always dead. All the earth, all the water, all the fire, all the ether, all the minds, intelligence, and false egos, they're all dead material energy, just manifested in such a way as it appears to be alive due to the presence of the soul. Therefore, if we focus more on the soul than the dead material energy, then we'll actually do something beneficial for ourselves. Otherwise, we're just wasting our time. If you work hard, If you worked hard to get a bag of earth, and then you work with that bag of earth very hard in order to get a bag of water, what have you gained? You may think, well, I've gone from this heavy earth to this lighter water, I'm making a lot of progress. But all you have is some water. There's not much gain. Maybe you can take a bath, I don't know. Maybe there's some value to it, but not much. Anyhow, I'll stop there. Any questions? Looks like your hand is almost up. Yes.
You mentioned that if we rely on spiritual senses, so we can do it. We can feel Krishna's happiness and thus never be, always be happy. Can you talk about how do we revive our spiritual senses?
Follow Krishna's instructions.
And are there like some that can be counted? Like this is the one spiritual sense, this is the other spiritual sense. Are there like smell, taste?
All the senses in the spiritual body are interchangeable.
Yeah, like we can smell with the eyes or...
Yeah, everything is interchangeable. Yeah, the body, the spiritual body is absolute. But generally in the spiritual world, people look through their eyes. Otherwise it's pretty weird, you know. But they're not limited to that. But generally that's how things work there. Anything else? Yes.
Is it because the soul is trying to serve the perfect being? That is why she wants to make this false ego supreme?
Yeah, we think we're the perfect being. we love ourselves. Therefore, we've acquired a false ego just so we can worship ourselves, make ourselves the center of attention. Of course, we not only want to worship ourselves, we want everyone else to worship us because we want to take Krishna's place.
Is that the wish of the soul?
Yeah, that's the wish of the soul. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Certainly wasn't Krishna's wish. It's our wish. Just made one little mistake. It's cost us trillions of lifetimes of Brahma. Yes.
What does it mean to die before dying?
Die before dying. Well, I don't know what it refers to. It's not within our philosophy. Where did you get that from?
Bhaktivinoda Maharaj has some lecture.
No, there might be something, idea behind it. I mean, dying from the material sense and waking up to the spiritual sense. But I don't know what he was referring to. But what was he referring to in terms of our philosophy?
I think die in an ego way.
You mean give up your false ego?
Yeah, that's your identity.
Go away. Yeah, well, we try to wake up as Krishna Das. Then we won't have to worry about losing this material identity. We think we're Krishna Das, Anu Das, Das, Das. Anything else? Yes.
How is it that it is the soul's wish? Is it like soul's wish under some clouds?
Yeah, obviously it wasn't full enlightenment. But Prabhupada gives so many examples. Just like a rich man, he can eat anything. He has so much money, he can buy anything to eat. But sometimes he asks for some peanuts to see what they taste like. So in the spiritual world, there's unlimited happiness. We could be enjoying unlimited happiness, but we wanted to find out what it would be like to be the center of attention, rather than Krishna the center of attention. And so Krishna allows us to experience that. That's what we're going through. Just an attempt to be the center of other people's attention. No, but we have the hope, at least, to become. No, people are thinking the whole material illusion, the man tells a woman, I love you, the woman says, I love you. But they don't even know who you are. But unless they lied, told each other like that, the material world wouldn't go on. They wouldn't get what they want. But they're really saying, I love you as long as you give me what I want. And if you don't, I'll find someone else who will. I'll offer you this if you give me that. Material world means business. Exchange of love means exchange as a business proposition. The whole idea is that you'll focus your attention on me and give me some service, but I'll focus my attention on you and give you some service too in exchange. And when that doesn't work out, generally people just give up. Unless they're religious and they focus their attention on duty, on the higher cause, then they can go on in their relationships based on higher principles and not simply do business with each other, but base their relationship on spiritual principles, or at least duty from the higher sources. So without duty, without spiritual principles, then our relationships are simply animal relationships. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Maharaj, you mentioned the spiritual senses. When we are in kirtan together and we sing, dance, it sometimes, we said that we are happy when we don't enjoy through the spiritual senses we have. and because we didn't have these experiences. But when we, for example, really attentively hear the Holy Name and sing and dance, sometimes we get purified, and gradually we become more happy, because, but not, I mean, in the moment, because we have to say, when it's mercy coming from Krishna.
Well, as soon as the Holy Name is there, there's mercy.
Yes.
Krishna is the mercy. So we just listen, then we'll hear Krishna with our spiritual senses. Because it's spiritual. Everything about Krishna, everything is actually spiritual. But when we hear spiritual sound vibration, then we become aware. And when we accept Krishna in the form of his holy name, we learn how to accept him. Then, as our senses become purified, then we'll see everything is spiritual. Everyone is spiritual. Everything is spiritual because it all comes from Krishna, who's all spiritual. And when we forget Krishna, and we hear other sound vibrations, then that's what material means. Anything else? Thank you very much. Karantaraj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanande Haribol.